Hello, Elizabeth speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa Williams from eBay. How may I help you?
I'm just wondering what this phone call is about. I'm not really understanding what the $200 is about.
All right. So actually, it is a confirmation call because this morning you have tried to purchase the Samsung Galaxy S21 phone. Cost you $299. So you want to place the order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
No, that wasn't purchased by me.
Okay, that is not true. All right. So then, do you have any idea who did this? Have you ever shared your card information, any detail to your friend, family member,
no.
Or anyone else?
No.
So maybe it could possible.
Is this through NAB? National Australia
yeah.
Bank? Yeah. Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah, I would like that money refunded back. That wasn't me.
Okay.
I'll have a look at my account right now.
Okay, but you will not able to see over there because we put the money on hold. Okay, if you will approve the order, you will receive the notification that the money has been debited. The money haven't debited from your account because we put the money on hold. If you want, we are going to help you for the cancellation process. Is it okay for you?
Yes, please. I'd like to cancel.
Okay. And you told me, ma'am, you haven't placed the order. That means some hacker, maybe someone else, get into your internet line. Maybe it's possible that and try to steal the information and purchase the Samsung phone on behalf of you. If you like, we are going to block those people as well. So is it okay for you?
Yes, please.
I'm just going to help you, ma'am, for the cancellation process. It's an online. And if any money debited, we will refund back your money. So you need to put me on speaker mode, the loud speaker mode. Okay, and open the Play Store application.
Play Store application. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, right.
Yes.
All right, so now I'm just have a good look, very top. Can you see the long search panel box, the search box? All right, so can you see the search box very top? So start tapping over there. Letter A for Alpha, N for November, A N, Y for Yellow. Y for yellow,
yes.
B for doctor,
yes.
E for echo,
yes.
S for sugar, and K for kilo. It's Anydex, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Okay.
Now search this application.
Hold on, can I ask what organization you're from?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you from an eBay Help Center.
eBay Help Center.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Why do you know about this money that's been taken from my account?
Sorry?
I don't understand why I'm being notified from you about this money. Have they purchased the Samsung from you?
Yes. It's placed from our website, ma'am. The order has been placed from our website, eBay shopping website. So that's why you got a call from eBay. Okay, if you will purchase something from the Amazon, you will get the call from the Amazon, all right?
Okay.
It is the eBay company. It is okay. So can you see the install option over there?
Yes, so is it any desk remote desktop, is that right?
Yes, right, yes, right, yes. That one. Click on install. Yes, very good. So let me tell you the information regarding this app. It will help you to secure your information to block those people who try to misuse your information.
Okay.
Who try to misuse your information, and it will secure your information and eBay account, and it will help you to provide you the cancellation ID number, and it will help you to show each and everything regarding this payment and the hacker details. Okay, so what can you see right now? Can you see open option over there?
Yes, so I've opened it. Samsung privacy policy.
Yes, ma'am, right. Give a click on OK, continue, next.
Agree. Yes.
Yes, very good. Can you see, ma'am, there is a, what can you see? Can you see plugin activation? Don't click on OK. Click on continue, next. Click on cancel. Once you will see the plugin activation, click on cancel.
Now what can you see?
Yeah, click on OK, continue, next.
For controlling this device remotely, plug in available.
Cancel. Click on cancel.
Okay,
yes, very good. Yeah, can you see the tutorial? Can you see the tutorial? Skip the tutorial.
Yes.
Okay, now can you see the number? The cancellation ID number? Can you see the 9-digit number? Cancellation ID number?
I've got connection status. Do I click that yes as well?
Yes, give a click on yes.
Okay, so I've got a number, 492.
Okay, so tell me that slowly, that is the cancellation ID number. Confirm me.
492.
492, right?
Yep. 770. Okay.
70, then?
727.
727. I'm confirming your number 4927707727. Is it correct, ma'am?
That's correct.
Just below the number, can you see the set password option over there? Can you see the set password option and set password?
Happy to establish a session to the remote address.
Yeah, can you see the set password option?
No.
Set password, just below the number. You will see the set password.
Set password, there we go, set password.
Yes, very good. Yes, very good. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now can you see, scroll down, you will see permission, and there is another option, permission profile.
Information file.
Permission profile.
Permission
profile.
Yep, got it.
Yes, very good. So once you click on permission profile, you will see there is a fourth option, unattended. Can you see unattended access?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Yes. Can you see enable unattended access? Give a click on that.
Yes. And set a password.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to give you the secure password, okay? So you need to type over there only in a small letter. Type over there a small letter E. E for echo.
Lowercase or uppercase?
Small letter, all in a small letter. Small case. B for Bravo, letter B. A for apple.
A.
Yeah, then now why so yellow?
Why?
Yeah, number 7.
What was that last one?
Why? E-B-A-Y. Why?
eBay.
Number 7.
Seven.
Number what? 7. Number 8.
Number 8.
6-0.
6-0. Okay.
Okay. So now can you see okay option?
Yep.
Okay. Do one thing, ma'am. Can you see the close at the right hand side, bottom corner? Can you see the close
yep.
option? Click on close, close 2 times. Yeah, click on close, close
yep.
2 times.
Yes.
Now what
okay.
can you see? Okay.
So,
submission
profile.
Yeah. Okay. Beyond that, page, let me check on my database. All right. So I'm just going to check on my database. Just hold the line. Is it correct or not? All right. So everything is fine, ma'am. So I'm just going to secure everything. As I told you, this is the application help you for the security purpose. Once we will complete the cancellation process, you may uninstall this application. So we have to block those hackers because they are get into your internet line. Through that, they will get all the information to hack everything. All right, and that this is the reason we had called you to secure your eBay account. Okay, so no need to worry. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. He will help you for cancellation process, refund process, and block those hackers. So no need to worry. We will fix all the problem. Okay. So just hold the line. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. Okay, he will help you.
Thank you for holding the line. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Williams. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Was it Alex?
Yes, my name is Alex Williams.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I want to get this water though.
Don't worry. I do believe my previous colleague explained you each and everything, like what exactly is going on.
So apparently, somebody's hacked into my eBay account, which I didn't even know I had, and I'm going through a cancellation process to block hackers, apparently.
Right. I will explain you the things, ma'am. The thing is that it's a case of an identity theft, okay? Some hackers from online have got into your internet line, and they're stealing some of your information, and from there, they're doing this kind of fraudulent activities, okay? And because of that, we are receiving such kind of fraud charges on the information. Now, what we're gonna do, we're gonna cancel the charges and we're gonna block the fake account for you so that in future you don't receive any kind of charges on your account, okay? Now, at the moment, what can you see on your screen next? Please let me know.
Yes.
Hello?
I can barely hear you, just so you know, there's a lot of background noise at your end.
Can you hear me now? Is it better now?
Oh, that's better. Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what can you see on your screen at the moment?
I'm in the permission profile bit, so it's interactive access permissions.
Okay.
Access control list.
Okay. Now, don't touch anywhere. Don't do anything over there, okay? You just stay there. Our server will verify the security ID for you. If you get to see any option, it says start now. You need to give a click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a moment. The server is verifying the ID for you. Don't touch anywhere on your screen, please. Yes. Just give me a moment. Now we'll get to see a start now option coming up on your screen. Please give a click on start now.
Start now, yes.
Yes, click on start now.
Yeah.
Now look at the left hand side top corner as well as the security page. You need to press the back button. Look at the left hand side top. There's a back arrow.
Yep.
Give a touch on that back arrow. Okay. Now what can you see on your
remote address?
Now?
It says remote address. It wants me to type something in.
Just above that. Do you see connection established in the secure server?
Repeat the question.
Just above that, can you see the top? It says connection established, eBay Secure Server.
Yes, eBay Secure Server.
Okay.
With a number is now viewing your desk.
Yes, the server has verified your ID map. Now simply push the home button from your phone and come back to your regular home screen, where you can see all your apps and icons. Are you back to the home screen?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you and it just exited out.
Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Just give me a moment. And now are you back to the home screen of your phone now? Can you see all your regular apps and icons? Okay. Now please open up the Play Store once. Open up your Play Store.
Play Store? Yes.
Yeah. Now, have a look at the left-hand side corner. There is a back arrow. Just give a touch on that back arrow. Yes. Now, after that, you can see the search bar at the top of your screen. Yes. Now, just beside the search bar, you will get to see your initials of your name. Can you see that? In a circular icon.
No. So, click on that again?
Do you see a circular icon with the name in initiate?
I can see any desk.
Just give a click on the back arrow. Look at the left hand side of his back arrow. Just give a touch on it. Just give me a moment. Just don't do anything. Just give me a moment. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Your voice is breaking, ma'am. What I'm doing, ma'am, I'm just giving you a call back right now from a better line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, leave it. Your voice is okay now. Just wait.
Is it? Okay, I've moved a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you hear any kind of background noise?
No, not now.
Okay, that's better. Now, look at the top of your screen, at the right-hand side top, there is a circular icon with the initiate of your name. Give a touch on it.
Yes. Don't. Click
on
it.
Yes.
Yes,
click on it. Click on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, can you see your name and your email address over there?
Yes.
Okay. And do you see the email address? This is the email address which you use for all of your internet activities like online shopping, online banking, paying bills, and all platforms you use this email only, right?
No, it's not the email I currently use.
Okay, the email you use, simply go to the mails then. Go to the mails. Come out of the Play Store. Go to the Play Store.
Yep.
Come out of the Play Store.
Go back to the Play Store. Yep.
Come out of it. Go back to the home page.
Yes.
And open up your mail.
Mail? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the mail you have opened up, that's the mail you use for most of your activities right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now look at the right hand side, sorry, on the left hand side top corner, do you see three horizontal lines? Give a touch on it.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now, do you see any option over there? It says all folders, anything like that, or unread, anything like that?
Unread, yes.
Yes, and do you see any option? It says all folders. Give a click on it.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now scroll down the page. If you see any emails from eBay or any other online platform, please tell me. Just scroll down.
eBay. No, I get emails from Etsy, but not eBay.
Okay. All right. Now you can come out of your email now. Please come out of your email.
Okay.
And
yes.
Yes, and now open up the Google from your end.
Google?
Yeah. Yeah. Now on the search bar, simply type my as in, type the word my, M for mother, Y as in yellow.
Mine, yep.
Have you typed the word my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow?
Y, yep, my, yep.
Then leave a space.
Okay.
Now, type number one, numerical one.
Yep,
after
one.
My, you need to leave a space, then type number one, okay?
Okay, my space one, yep.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It says my 1P address location. You need to give a click on it.
My 1P address location, yep.
Now, just after that, you will get to see an option coming up on your screen. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Do you see
yep.
that?
Click on it.
Give a click
yep.
on it. Yes, click on it. Now, before we go further, first tell me, do you know anything about IP address, what IP address is?
No, I've got no idea.
Okay, so IP address means some internet protocol address number. The internet you're using is currently running under an IP address, which you can see. Do you see some numbers over there just below what is my
yes.
IP address? Yes.
Yes.
So this is your own personal IP address under which you are using your internet line. And in this IP address, all of your information, all your internet activity status gets recorded. All right. Now, the thing is that this IP address, if someone gets into your IP address, they will get access of all of your information and your personal details, and they will be able to do any kind of fraudulent activity. Look at the top of your screen. Do you see a black bar? It says your IP and your status.
Yes.
What is
it
your status over there?
It
says unprotected. You can see on your own that without your authorization, someone else from overseas is trying to get into your internet line and making some fraudulent activity. Do you see any red alert in the middle of your screen?
Yes.
Please read it out for me.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes. So your IP address has given you the alert that someone is trying to spy on your internet connection. They're monitoring your internet activity and they're stealing your details. For that reason, when the fraud transactions are trying to be done by the hackers, you're not getting any kind of verification. Okay. Now, you just simply come back to your home page, ma'am. Come back to the home page.
Okay.
Yes. Now, we're going to
yeah.
go for the security steps. Now, you need to understand,
okay.
the hackers are misusing your information for one reason, and that's your money. They're targeting your money, they're targeting your accounts, so that they can do something fraud transaction. Now, can you just...
How do you know about this? I'm not understanding... How you know about this?
Ma'am, I'm from the anti-fraud department. It's my job. I know these things because
okay.
I know what the hackers are trying to do. They're making fraud transactions under your details on eBay by using your identity details. Okay. Now, please tell me, do you check your banking statements on online?
Yes.
Okay. And you do check from this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just holding the line for you, ma'am. You just take your time and please check your accounts. Check the last 3 days' statements, and if you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line.
Okay, I'm checking now.
Yes, check it. Check the last 3 days' statements thoroughly from this phone. And don't use any other devices, because right now you're connected with the secure server, okay? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. You need to do it from your phone, ma'am. Don't use any other devices,
okay?
Yes. Yeah. And do you have any computer or laptop at your place?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We will go for the security on your computer as well, because the hackers are getting into your information, we need to secure all your other devices. There is a possible reason that the hackers might get into your information and they can do any kind of fraudulent activity. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
What about other people who is in this house using this internet connection?
We're going to secure the line for you. Just don't need to worry.
Okay. The only thing is I'm running out of time. I have to be somewhere soon.
Don't need to worry. Click on don't show okay. this again and check it. Check all your statements.
Okay.
And do it fast, ma'am, because it will not be safe to stay on that banking page for so long, okay? So try to check all your accounts as soon as possible.
I just got a message from Nav. Should I read it?
Simply log out then. Yes, simply log out. Simply log out. Because the hackers are trying to get into information. That's why. Yes, simply log out.
Okay, log out. Okay,
now,
I just got a text message from NAB Alert. We have detected a potential issue and blocked your internet banking. Please call NAB.
I understand. As because these fraudulent activities are trying to be done, don't worry, don't need to do anything, okay? I will help you out in order to secure all your information, okay? You have to stay with us for some time, all right? Just give us some time so that we can give you the securities. Just stay on the line for a moment.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm simply going to transfer this call to the senior supervisor of the anti-fraud department, okay? The security officer will know well how to get rid of these fraudsters, and he will provide the security, okay? So stay on the line and please cooperate with him. He will help you out in a better way, okay?
Okay.
Just stay on the line, ma'am. Yes. And thank you for your lovely time and patience. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. How are you doing today?
A little bit stressed, but I'm hoping you can help me.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm from the anti-fraud department, ma'am. All right. So you just simply do one thing, yeah?
Yep. I'm actually getting another call from an unknown number. Should I just leave that?
Because the hackers are trying to getting in touch with you. That is the reason.
Okay.
Do not answer any call.
Okay.
Just go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Now listen to me properly. Listen to me properly. Yes. Now what I'm trying to explaining you, that is very important. Now you can see, as we have just simply connecting you to the security server, we have detected those suspicious activities which has been made through your NAB account. Alright. You can log into your NAB through your computer, which is the internet banking, but we have just put the security onto your mobile banking application. That is the reason we have just put the blocker onto your NAB account, which is your application. Okay. Understand? The account is not getting blocked, but we have just put the blocker for a few time so that the funds will be safe. We are going to just making the funds safe and making the account safe. Understand my point?
Yes.
Yeah. Now the thing is that, let me just make you understand. Now just give me a moment.
Yes.
Now I just, as we have got the confirmation, you have one or two accounts from your NAB, alright? I just simply want to ask you, on which account your debit card is connected, madam? I'll just simply guide you what you need to do. Open the Google. I do believe you remember your customer ID and your NAB password, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so type over there NAB online banking. And you will get to see you are allowed to just log in because Google is fast and Google is safe browser. Click on internet banking. Now click on login. Press on login. Now put your customer details and the password. Now, once you get logged into your account, I'm just going to confirming you.
Yep. So it says your internet banking access is currently blocked.
Yeah.
Should I log in?
No. You did not need to log in because we have. Okay. That is the thing I want to just show you. We have put a blocker onto your internet banking and your mobile banking for some hour because we need to put the security onto your account, and that is the basic reason. Okay. Because we have just found some suspicious activities. Now, what we are going to do, we are just going to creating a wallet for you where we can protect your funds, all right? And once everything will be sorted out, we will just remove the blocker from your NAB account and we can move the funds from that account to your own account, all right? You understand?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, for the timing, because we need to create your account, it will be asking you to verify your identity. So can you just tell me, like, do you have any kind of driver's license with you, madam?
Yes.
Yeah. So please press the home button. Press the home button. Now, please listen to me very, very carefully. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, can you just tell me from which account your debit card is connected? Like, from which account your debit card is connected? You have two accounts, I guess?
Like what it's called?
Yeah.
It's called savings.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's called everyday. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's called everyday. I guess I'm just confirming you the available balance, I guess, because as we are from the anti-fraud department of the bank, I guess onto your everyday account you have a balance up to 2,000, like 2,000 something, right?
Yes,
correct. And the card is connected from your everyday account, right?
Yes.
Now, what you need to do, the thing is that the 7 hackers inside your savings and your everyday account, you need to understand properly, okay? Now, the thing is that what happened, we have put the blocker onto your NAB account so that no informations are coming out from your account. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah. And what we need to do, we are just simply going to create the wallet for you where we can just simply protect your identity and help you to protect your funds, and then we are going to block the hackers who are inside your NAB account, and we are going to remove that blocker, and then we are going to helping you to transfer the funds from your wallet to your NAB account. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. So simply press the home button. And once everything will be sorted out, you're going to receive an email from the anti-fraud department of the NAB. All right, ma'am?
Okay.
Yeah. So what you need to do, you need to open the Play Store. We are going to just creating a wallet for you.
Yep.
Yeah. There are three steps of the verification. First, we are going to verify your email. Then we are going to verify your basic details and the driver's license so that the NAB authority will verify that you are the person who belongs to the NAB account. All right? And then we can just help you. So click on the search for apps and games.
Yes.
Now type in over there the wallet name, B for Bravo.
Yes, B.
Yes. I for ice cream.
I.
T for tango.
T.
C for Charlie.
C.
O for Oscar.
O.
I for ice cream.
I.
N for Nancy.
Yep.
Now put a dot. Can you see any dot. Options like, yeah, dot com, like any bitcoin.com
yeah.
over there?
Bitcoin.com or bitcoin.com.au.
Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I'm just confirming your email, madam, on which everything will be secure. We are going to sending you the confirmation email. So, I'm just confirming your email address, which is registered to the NAP. Can you just tell me, is it your email? It's Elizabeth Sarah 0589 @gmail.com.
That's right.
Correct. So press on install. Press on install. You're going to receive the
mm-hmm.
verification code onto your that email. All right.
Okay.
Now, at any point of time you have any questions, you can just simply ask me. All right. Nothing to be worried
yeah.
about. Yeah.
I'm very concerned and I'm wondering how safe it is to be giving you my information as well.
No. The first thing I want to explain you, we have all of your information. We are from the anti-fraud department, that visa department. The visa card which you have from the NAB, we are from that department because the charges
right.
has been made from your NAB debit card. And I have already confirming you the account information as well as your email, each and everything. You haven't given me anything by your end, correct?
Yes.
So don't be get confused.
Okay.
Yeah. At any point of time, you're not allowed to ask any of your single information. You need to understand that because we just simply suggest our customer do not share any kind of details over the line. All right. So that's why because you're talking to me and you get to see that we have put the blocker by our end instantly. You can see that, right? Because you connected to the security server. That is the reason. So you need to trust on us because I have not contacted you. You have contacted, like you are getting connected to the anti-fraud department. Now click on open.
Open.
Press on open. Now I'll just simply going ahead and help you to upgrade the securities. Now press on next.
Yes.
Next. Yeah, next, 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 next.
Okay.
Now it will be just showing you create new wallet. Can you see create new wallet?
Yes. Yeah.
Click on that, create new wallet. Now can you see the purse sign with the lock sign? So that is those things. We are going to put the security onto your identity and we are going to put the security onto your card, each and everything, okay? Now, onto the screen, do you see the orange color says My BTC Wallet?
Yes.
Click on that, My BTC Wallet.
Yes.
Tap on that, yeah. Now, once you tap on My BTC Wallet, what has came up? Now, look at the right-hand side top corner. Can you see the three green dots in a row?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now, as we just creating the wallet, so this is your wallet. You are not sending the funds to anybody. You are just protecting your funds. So click on wallet name, My BTC Wallet. Wallet name, My BTC Wallet. Click on that.
Wallet information.
No. At the very top, wallet
BTC
name.
Wallet.
Yeah, delete it. Delete it. Yeah, remove it. Erase it. Yeah. Erase your
wallet?
Yeah. Delete that name. Delete that name. Ma'am, you need to
delete that name.
Yeah.
Delete this wallet.
No, you are not understanding. Can you see the cursor is flashing there?
Yes.
You need to erase My BTC Wallet and you need to put
your name. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And put my name.
Full name which has been registered onto your driver's license. Okay, so that the wallet will be going to be created under your name. And if you have any middle name, you need to put the middle name either.
Okay,
now click on done from your keyboard, done. Press on done.
Done.
Now give a click on the back arrow from the right hand bottom. Just give a click on a single arrow. Mm-hmm. At the right hand bottom corner, can you see the arrow which is pointing towards left at the very bottom? Go back to the previous page, ma'am. You understand?
Hold on. I'm still in wallet name. There's no arrow at the bottom of the screen.
At the right-hand side, very bottom, just below your screen, You can you see there will be a back arrow? Yeah.
Yes. Question. Yes.
Now can you see at the top your name has been coming up?
Yes.
Again press the back arrow from the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. Now can you see your name has been coming up there? We have created the wallet under your name. Now we need to verify your account. All right. And we need to add the funds from your everyday account to your wallet so that we can remove the hackers from your NAB account and then we can remove the blocker. So give a click on buy. There will be an option called buy. Buy means you are adding the funds onto your wallet. You are not purchasing anything. Okay. Click on buy.
Okay.
Yeah. Now click on to your name. Click on to your name.
Yes.
Yeah. Now click on while using the app.
Yes.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. Now as you have near about 2000 something, so we need to do it on the two attempts. Can you see? I want to spend, that means I want to add. Delete that 300.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first you change the currency. Look at the right hand corner. There will be the currency showing you USD. Select it,
yep.
Click on that and select it for AUD.
Yep.
Tap on AUD. Yeah. Now
yes,
put the amount. Yeah, delete the amount, whole amount. Now put the amount, the first amount we are going to be added. It's 995. Click on type in 995.
995.
Yeah. Then press on continue. It's 995. Yeah, do not make any mistake.
995.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's taking a while to think. Okay.
Yeah.
995. Done.
Yeah. The first amount we are going to add onto your wallet will be 995. So click on the back arrow from the bottom. Click on the back arrow or scroll down the page. Press on continue.
No.
Yeah, press on continue.
Continue? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Press on continue. Yeah. Now once you press on continue, it will be asking you to verify your email. That is the first step. Put your email so that every single information will be going onto your email account. All right?
Yes. Done.
All right. Now click on, scroll down the page. There will be, the code has been sent. Can you see the verification code has been sent? So just press the home button, open up your email, and you will get to see a 6-digit code has been came up onto your email. You need to put the code onto your wallet so that it will be verified. Press the home button. I'll guide you. Otherwise, the page will be going to be lost. And open up your email. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And please, first you write down the code in a piece of paper, which we have just sent it to you.
Bitcoin, got it?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got the code.
Yeah, write down the code in a piece of paper.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Now look at the left hand very bottom. Can you see there are three straight line, horizontal line, left hand bottom corner. Just
so I go back to the app.
Yeah, go back to the app. That may open that minimize page, otherwise it will be lost. Look at the very bottom. There just below that reply all. Can you see there are three straight line, ma'am? Three straight line.
I'm still in the email. So yes, more?
Yeah. No, you listen.
More,
to me.
Yes.
Okay. No. You just listen to me. Wait. Okay. It will be coming up. Do not do anything. Just give me a moment. Now put the code. Now put the verification code. You write down the code. Put the code over. Yeah. And do not make. Now tick that box. I agree to MoonPay. I agree with MoonPay. Tick that box.
I agree. Yep.
Yeah. Now click on continue. Press on continue.
Continue.
Now the first verification has been started. Now this time it will be asking you to verify your basic information, which is getting registered. Wait for a second. Now can you see the basic details it will be asking you to verify? Put your first name, your last name and your date of birth. Now do not make any mistake, all right? Because otherwise your information are not going to be verified.
Okay.
Yeah, take your time. Now click on continue, press on continue. Now it will be asking you to just put your address. Now look at the bottom. Can you see add address manually?
Yes, I have to fill in address manually.
Now put the address there, put your basic address.
Like my home address?
Yeah, yeah. That address which has been mentioned on the driver's license, that you need to just fill up that address.
I've just moved house.
Okay.
So my home address has just changed, but Service Tasmania knows about it and it's on my driver's license.
You need to put the driver's license address, because once you upload the picture of the driver's license, the address, if the address is not going to be matched, the account is not going to be verified, okay?
I've just moved house. So I've got a sticker on the back. Do you know how you get a sticker on the back for your new address? Should I put one in? Or my old address?
Oh, no, you put your old address, which is showing you on the driver's license. All right.
Okay. My old address. Okay, I'll do that.
Because once you are going to upload your picture of the driver's license, the server will verify your address proof either. And if the address will be changed, it is not recognized as the driver's license, the account is not going to verify it. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, put city name, zip code like that, whatever the things it will be.
Okay, I hope I put it in correctly as they want it.
Check. Trying to recheck. Yeah.
I put in the first part of my address.
Yeah.
I think it wants. It's saying address to optional. What does that mean?
No. It will be just asking you to put your optional address, but it is not necessary. No problem. Go to next or continue. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Press and continue. Now, the three things will be coming up, okay? Now, it will be asking you to put that card from which you are going to add your phones over there. Now, can you see? At the bottom, your address has been updated. Can you see that it has been updated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, be handy with that card which is connect with your everyday account so that you can move your $9.95 amount to your that account, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, once you verify the card, then it will be asking you to verify your driver's license.
Okay. And so I put my card number in?
Yeah, and please do not tell me anything over the line, any of the details, because this line has been recorded for the quality and training purpose. And make sure do not make any mistake.
Okay.
Yeah. Once done, do let me know. You done?
Okay, done. Yes.
Okay, now click on next or continue at the bottom. Press on next and continue.
Continue.
Yeah. Now this time it will be just asking you to verify your identity, as I mentioned to you. The two-step verification has been completed. Now can you see? Time to take a selfie or submit your valid ID or passport documents. Can you see that?
Yes.
Click on continue. Press on continue.
Yes.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. Now this time it will be asking you to select the driver's license and upload the picture. I'll guide you how to do that. Click on driver's license. Select the driver's license. Now scroll down. There will be some instructions. Can you see? Take a photo of the driver's license. The photo should be bright and clear and all the four corners needs to be visible. So click on upload the front of your document. Give a click on the cloud sign.
Yes.
The first cloud sign. Yeah. And click on camera. You need to take the, click on camera. Now listen to me what you need to do. You need to put the driver's license on the table, and all the four corners needs to be visible. The pictures needs to be clear, all right? All the four corners needs to be visible and the pictures, take a picture. It will be perfect. Take a picture.
Yep.
Take a picture.
Yes.
Okay, now wait for a second. Now can you see okay? Press on okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Now do not do anything. Once you see the dustbin sign will be coming up, just do let me know. That means it has been added. Just wait for it. It has been added?
Yes, it has been added.
Okay. Now click on the second box. Upload the back of your documents. Now take the picture same way and upload it. And remember, the picture needs to be clear of the back side. Because there will be a very tiny, tiny things has been written and it needs to be clear. And do you put that address which is written down in, like, which is written down onto your driver's license?
Yes.
You put the same address?
It's a different address.
No, I just told you, you need to put that address. Okay, do one thing. Click on OK. Press on OK. Press on OK. Now, just wait for a second. I think you need to change your address because your address is showing you different onto the driver's license. And just wait for a second. Just wait for a second. You just simply do one thing, ma'am. You just simply do one thing. Give a click on X. We need to just simply check the thing. Give a click on the X, right hand top corner X.
Get out of the green X
because I need to you need to use that address which is showing you at the back side of your driver's license. Now click on the buy.
Click on the buy
yellow buy. No, not that one. You have done the wrong one. You need to select onto your name.
Okay,
ma'am. Yeah,
back.
Click on the yellow buy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, click on the orange buy which is below your
orange?
Name.
Orange pie. Got it.
Yeah, now this time click on your name. Click on your name. Now put the same amount, delete the amount and put the 995 amount. Just give me a moment. It will be coming up. Your network is working very slow. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Now delete that amount and put 995.
And change it to AUD.
Yeah.
Put 995. It is very slow.
I understand. And can you just, once you uploaded the things, then I just guide you to just simply shift yourself to the different place where you got the better network. Now click on continue, press on continue. Yeah.
Yes.
Now wait for a second. Now it will be asking you to submit the selfie, right? Okay, no problem. You submit. Press on continue. Yeah. Now the way you just simply take the pictures and upload it, you need to do the same way. Okay. Now wait. Those pictures has been uploaded. Now this time it will be asking you to take a selfie. Press on I'm ready and I'll guide you how to take a selfie. Press on I'm ready. Now this time what you need to do, you need to fit your face. There will be the four corners will be coming up very shortly. And you need to fit your face inside the four frames. Fit your face inside the four frames and listen to the instruction. Hold still. Hold still. Do not move. Yeah. Now rotate your face in the circular motion. Rotate your face in a circular motion.
Like that?
Yeah. Once it will be showing you completed like that, you just rotate your face. Make it green. Now, hold still. Yeah, now rotate your face. Yeah, now wait, it is showing you processing. Can you see that?
Yes.
It has been just simply checking those things. Just wait. Can you see your face scan was successful? Now, wait for a second. Can you see your verification is in progress?
Yes.
Now, congratulations, it is in under progress. So now within 60 seconds or within 1 or 2 minutes, you are going to see your verification has been completed. Then it will be allowing us to add the phones onto your account, okay?
Okay.
Just wait for a second. In the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And once it will be verified, you will receive the mail that your account has been verified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think this will take too much longer because I have to go and
out? No, not more than 5 to 10 minutes. What we need to do, I'll tell you. The thing is that once the verification will be done, we need to add the amount and then I can start the security And then we are just going to transferring the funds from this wallet to your NAB account one more time, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Because your network is slow, that's why it is needed sometime. Can you just shift yourself somewhere where you got the better Wi-Fi network?
Okay, I'll move closer to the...
Can you see verification has been verification completed? Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I can
now press
that.
On continue. Press on continue.
It says entity pulling wallet address.
No, it is not needed. It will be needed at the very last once the funds will be added. Click on continue.
Okay.
Press on continue.
Can
yeah. Click on yes, it is safe to use. Give a click on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're going to see that your card has been added from where the amount is going to be added onto your wallet. Now tick that box at the bottom. I agree.
Yes.
Tick that box. And pay 995 means you're paying from your card and it will be adding onto your wallet. You will get to see that. Now click on pay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now click on confirm order. Yeah.
Yep.
Now listen to me. Now this time it will be just sending you a message. We are going to sending you a message from the NAB security. Now you are going to receive a message onto your mobile phone and you need to put the code onto that box which will be coming.
Okay.
And now what it is showing you, please check that NAB have the correct mobile. Yeah, because you have put any wrong mobile number over there?
Please check that NAB have your correct mobile number, then please try your transaction again.
Okay. Okay, click on continue. Click on continue.
Okay.
I need to check. Just wait for a second. What has been happened? Okay. I need to just check. Okay.
Your payment was declined by your bank account. Have I done something wrong?
I think you have done something wrong. Give a click on the X. Give a click on the X.
Okay.
Press. Yeah. And which number has been registered to your? Click on the Visa. Click on the Visa card.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on that. Now click on that Visa card one more time. Click on the Visa card. Yeah. No. Click on the Visa card. Click on the Visa card.
Yep.
Now there will be at the corner. Can you see the arrow? Can you see at the arrow, the corner? Click on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tap on the Visa card one more time. Tap on the Visa card. Now click on add a payment method. I think you have made some mistake. Click on add a payment method.
The thing is, I'm trying to make a mistake with the number, but NAB doesn't currently, I haven't informed them yet that I've moved. So it might be the...
Okay. I'm talking about the mobile number. The number on which we are talking, that number has been registered to your NAB banking?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Click on update. At the bottom, can you see update? Press on update.
The address or?
Yeah. At the address,
yes.
To press on update. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, just give me a moment. I think as you are putting the wrong number and that is the reason it is facing some trouble. Just give me a moment. So you just put your that address which is showing you at the back side of your NAB card, driver's license. Yes, correct. I'm getting confused because...
I'll put it in capitals like it shows on my driver's license.
Yes, correct. The way it has been showing you. Just give me a moment. Sorry.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with that. What have I done wrong?
Yes, I guess you look at the back side of your driver's license. There will be the address.
Yeah.
Yeah, now put the city name. I think while just I have just told you, please do not make any mistake, because the thing is that I think you put any mistake onto your mobile number while you just entering the mobile number onto that application. The city is shown on the driver's license. Do I still need to put it in? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Now update address. Yes, update address. But the thing is that I guess something went wrong. You just close that page. Close that bitcoin.com. The thing is that you have put your mobile number wrong, and that is the problem has been made. So close that bitcoin.com. Press that home button. Press that home.
Home, yep.
Yeah. Actually, what happened on that time, you need to put your correct mobile phone number, and somehow you put the wrong mobile phone number, and that is the reason. Okay, no problem. We need to just secure the funds in the different way. Can you just tell me one thing? Like, how far is any grocery store from your home, ma'am?
Not far at all. Just down
not
the road.
Not far at all. Okay, just down the road.
So
all right.
5 minutes.
And, okay, just 5 minutes. All right. And have you ever purchased any kind of gift card from there?
Gift card. I have flyby. Okay.
What you need to do, because we need to protect the funds, so what we are going to do first, we are going to convert the funds into the gift card, and once we're done with the security, ma'am, okay, so we are just going to simply transfer it back to you. All right. And how much time it will be take to go there to that grocery store? Yeah, to the grocery store.
5-10 minutes, maybe.
5 to 10 minutes. All right. So I'm with you on the line. What you need to do, you need to just go to the store, because you have made the mistake. That's why it is not. I have told you, because if you put the wrong number, what happened? The verification has been made under the different mobile number, and that is the problem has been made. So, are you talking to me? Are you talking to somebody?
No, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to you.
All right. So what you need to do, because you know that you have 2,000 phones onto your account, we need to just put the security onto your everyday account and onto your savings account. So what you need to do, you need to go to the store, and I guess there will be an Amazon gift card will be, they will just simply sell, right? You need to go over there, and you need to purchase the gift card for the Amazon, all right?
Okay.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you need to purchase 4 gift cards. All right. You need to purchase 4 gift cards. Each gift card containing $500. All right. You need to purchase it, and you need to just come back to the home. All right. And then I'll just simply put the security on the card so that no one can misusing it. All right. And we will just protect
okay.
the phone.
Are you sure?
So, yes, absolutely. Because on the online, you put the wrong number, and that's why it is the problem. So you do not hang up the call, okay? You do not hang up the call. I'm just calling you from my number so that you are not facing any trouble. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment.
Okay, but I also need to get everybody else, and I need to let them know what's going on. So what should I do about that?
I beg your pardon.
I have to pick somebody else.
Okay.
Sorry,
I understand you need to take somebody up. I understand that you need to take somebody up. But the thing is that first let me just done the security. It will take 10 to 15 minutes because you need to go, and that is the reason. Once I done, I'll leave you, madam. All right. Nothing to be worried about. Okay. So you just confirm me the mobile number one more time. I need to verify the mobile phone number. Confirm me your mobile phone number on which we are talking.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, yeah. It's 04.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah, 0437.
Yes, 85.
Yeah.
02.
Yeah.
56.
Now you're going to receive a call from my number. Check, you're going to receive a call from my number. And you need to receive the call. If you're going to get any call from my number.
Okay. Yes. Unknown?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, just simply yeah, correct. Receive that number.
Okay,
that
so
yeah.
All right. Hold on, it didn't let me. Here it is. Answer the call and put you on hold.
Yeah, receive the call. Yeah. No.
Thank you. Thank you.